Welcome into this week's KBBE Bullpup Football Highlight Package. In Week 6, the Bullpups hosted Rose Hill in their homecoming game and just their second home game of the season. McPherson came in at 4-1 while the Rockets of Rose Hill were just 1-4. Just like they had in the previous 2 weeks, the Bullpups took their opening drive all the way down the field and scored a touchdown to start the game. McPherson drove 69 yards and Kyler Hoppus found his fullback Mason Thrash wide open in the end zone to start the scoring.
Second and goal from the 5. From the left hash, Hoppus will roll to the near side. He's got a man wide open. Mason Thrash makes the catch of the goal line. Touchdown, Bullpups. A 5-yard pass from Kyler Hoppus to Mason Thrash. Thrash's first touchdown of the season and passing touchdown number 12 for Kyler Hoppus. They do it in 8 plays. They go 69 yards. And with 9:18 to go in quarter number 1, McPherson holds a 6-0 lead.
7-0 Bullpups in less than 3 minutes, but Rose Hill, similar to what Circle did to start last week, moved the ball on the Bullpup defense and drove 67 yards in 17 plays down to the Bullpup 10. Facing a 4th down and 7 at the 10, Rose Hill kept its offense on the field, but McPherson wasn't going to let the Rockets go any further and forced the turnover on downs.
4th and 7 from the 10. Oss looking into the end zone. Wyatt Seidel will grab him. Somehow he'll get it off, but it's into no man's land in the end zone, and the Bullpups force a turnover on downs.
Rose Hill's drive lasted nearly 9 minutes and almost took the game into the second quarter. Bullpups had the ball with the 3rd down play to start the second quarter deep in their own territory, but they were forced to punt for the only time in the game. The defense followed up with a 3-and-out, and that's when everything started to click for McPherson. After starting at their own 26, the Bullpups drove 74 yards down the field on 12 plays and took a 2-score lead with Ben Nickel on the jet sweep.
And they will give it to Ben Nickel, tries to cut it back up in the middle, and he gets into the end zone. Touchdown, Ben Nickel. It's a receiving touchdown on the jet sweep, his 5th of the season, his 2nd in 2 games, and McPherson cashes in from the 3-yard line, and they take a 13-0 lead over Rose Hill with 4:48 to go in the second quarter.
14-0 McPherson, and again the defense would force a 3-and-out. The Rose Hill punt was very short, and the Bullpups took over at the Rose Hill 26. 5 plays later, it was Kyler Hoppus getting the job done with his legs.
Hoppus rolling to the top side. He's got a chance to pull it down and run it. He's down inside the 5, right at the front right pylon. Touchdown, Bullpups. Kyler Hoppus runs it in from 13 yards out. That'll be his 5th rushing touchdown of the season. And the Bullpups take a 20-0 lead with 1:52 to go before we hit the halftime break.
22-0 McPherson after the Bullpups botched the extra point hold, and Drew Labertu ended up finding Thomas Diggs in the end zone anyway for the 2-point conversion with 1:52 to go in the second quarter. And just when it looked like Rose Hill could take this 22-0 deficit into the half, on the second play of their drive, Jace Alexander forced his 2nd turnover in as many games.
The late handoff to Travis Jones. The ball comes out. Jace Alexander ripped it out. And the ball lands in his lap. Jace Alexander, with his butt on the ground, rips the football out. It takes a wonderful bounce right into his lap. And the Bullpups force their first turnover on the game. And they will start at the Rose Hill 20-yard line with both of their timeouts. And Steve, that could not have gone any more perfectly.
With 1:40 to go before the half, the Bullpups didn't waste any time as Kyler Hoppus found Taylen Huff down near the goal line for a 4-score halftime lead.
It won't set him in motion. This time they'll throw a quick one to Taylen Huff at the 5-yard line and gets into the end zone. Touchdown, Bullpups, with 53 seconds to go in this second quarter. Kyler Hoppus with his 3rd passing touchdown of the game, Taylen Huff with his 4th touchdown catch of the season, and McPherson with a 28-0 lead just before the halftime break.
29-0 Bullpups at the halftime break, and little did they know that they were running out of time in this game to keep their scoring going. Rose Hill started with the ball in the second half, but again the Rockets were 3-and-out, and McPherson started with the ball at its own 45. At around this time, a tornado warning had been issued in the county, and this was when most people were anticipating the weather arriving. The Bullpups, not knowing that this would be their last drive, marched 55 yards in 9 plays, and Kyler Hoppus found Gabe Hoover for the game's final play.
2nd and 10, Hoppus play fake, throws over the middle, and a wide open Gabe Hoover. Touchdown, Bullpups, 17 yards on the strike. Kyler Hoppus with his 4th passing touchdown of the game, and the Bullpups take a 35-0 lead with 7:01 to go in quarter number 3, and that might be the exclamation point on a nice win here tonight as they are en route to that. Some of that weather coming in.
35-0 McPherson, and in between the extra point and the kickoff, the officials got together with the administration and the coaches and called this game because of the looming storms with 7:01 left to go in the third quarter. The Bullpups won their fourth game in a row and improved to 5-1 on the season.
Now they will shake hands with Rose Hill. And so this game is over, 35-0. McPherson wins with 7:01 left in the third quarter, and they will call this one good. So this is only a 29-minute game, but McPherson with 5 touchdowns in the game and 1 just a moment ago to win it, 35-0. Final score here from McPherson Stadium. The Bullpups win! Bullpups win! Bullpups win it!
35-0, the final score for McPherson as the Bullpups outgained Rose Hill 243-64, with almost all of those 64 yards coming on Rose Hill's first drive. Tyler Hopp has passed for 118 yards of 4 touchdowns, while also rushing for 1. Bullpups are 5-1 through the first 6 weeks, and now will take on Hayes at Hayes for their final road game of the 2017 regular season and to start district play. Thanks for listening to this week's edition of our KBBE Sports Highlight Package.